Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're celebrating the 23rd anniversary of our show, and we're doing it with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, 21-year member of our Brain Trust. He's been here almost the whole ride. Award-winning journalist, author of three books on being home-based and teleworking. And he wrote those long before people thought they were all that important. Now they know how important it is. Jeffrey Zabar, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. Those are two of his websites.
Even JeffZabar.com. They're all out there.
Check it out.
There you go.
Hey, Jeffrey, we're talking about relationships. And when I think about the people that I've gotten to know on my radio show, I don't know if you know this or not, Jeff, but most talk show hosts don't talk to their guests during the break.
Right.
And so when I started doing my show, I didn't know anything about this. I'd never done a talk radio before. And when I started doing my show, I talked to my network before I ever went live, and I said, what about during the breaks? They said, what do you mean? I said, well, am I going to be able to talk to my guests during the breaks? I didn't know how big, even then I didn't know how big a deal it was. And they said, well, no, nobody does that. I said, well, I'm going to. They said, well, we're not wired up for that. I said, well, get to wiring. And and people tell me, guests on my show tell me, wow, I'm not used to doing this. I'm used to listening to commercials. But my point is, during the breaks is when I built relationship. I created a brain trust more from the break conversation than during the show.
Well, I'm here for the break conversation. Talking on the radio just fills the time.
But my point is, this is how I wouldn't have a brain trust right now, were it not for that sort of thing. And when I think about the people in my brain trust that I've never met, we've never seen each other face to face, but I feel like I could call on them. You and I have met, but it wouldn't matter. I mean, we were good friends before before we ever met face to face. Anyway,
right. Absolutely.
Dave Longaberger, the guy who created Longaberger Basket, says that your success in life will ultimately depend upon the people that you meet and the relationships.
Yeah, you know, it's so true, and I think that, and I'll revert back to my coming out of journalism school and going into work and starting and truly as an early age seeing business as more transactional. As opposed to relationships. And it took me a while to figure out, especially, I started working for publications as a staffer. And so I made friends with the people I was working with. But it wasn't until I became a freelancer and started to build, needed to build relationships in order to build business. And, it took a while for me to sort of put two and two together. And see that there's more to this than, there's a reason you go to happy hour with your coworkers, and others after work where you're building on that. Because in the 9 to 5, you don't really get that opportunity necessarily, but you want to go out and hang with them. There's a reason they say that the loss of a job is often, second only to the loss of a spouse or a loved one.
Oh, yeah.
And the sorrow that you feel and how emotional you get, because that is your family. And so whether it's a job, whether it's a freelancer that I am, an independent contractor, the clients that I work with so closely, I mean, I have a lot of clients, but I have, a half dozen that are truly close.
They're special, yeah.
And that we have that bond.
Well, and the thing is, you'll have those people the rest of your life. When I started my small business, when I started my consulting company 31 years ago in 89, same year you started your business, you were a few months ahead of me.
Yeah.
The first thing I did, the morning I decided to do that, I'd just gotten canned, by the way, I got canned at 8:30. By 10:30, I was on the road with my little scissor cutout cards selling my new consulting company. I called on the people that I'd done business with for the last 20 years. And guess what, Jeff? I came home the first day with new clients.
Right.
Because they said,
I
know what they said to themselves. Well, he was honest and he treated me fairly when he worked for Xerox. Let's give it a shot. That's how you continue. That's how you, and that's how you accomplish what I call what's called the quantum leap. When you can build that kind of relationship with people, you get business today that you worked for 5 years ago that you don't have to work for this year. It just drops in your lap. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely. I mean, what line do you want to use? It took me 20 years to become an overnight sensation,
right.
Or, you know, as I joked to you offline, again, in our conversation, you know, people, listeners out there, you don't know it, but, you know, Jim Blasingame is they say this about James Brown, but he's the hardest working man in entertainment and, you know, business radio here. It takes 23 years to, not to say you've all of a sudden hit it, but it's every day and every year is a new chance to prove yourself and to build upon what you've done in previously. And so
Jeffrey, that's the reason why I celebrate 23 years, not because it's a major milestone, but because I want other people to see it's important to celebrate milestones. Go ahead, last thoughts quickly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, milestones are the sort of the benchmarks we can set for ourselves and celebrate the achievements, because if you ain't having fun, if you ain't celebrating your success, then you're doing something wrong.
That's exactly right.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, baby. Appreciate you. Come back soon. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. We couldn't do without him. As I say, he operates the worm cam for us out on Main Street, and he makes it look good doing it. I got to take a quick break. 29F. I'm Jim Blassie. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.